ague, chased this family out of Indiana into Wisconsin. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to information from the Richland County History Room on the second floor of the Brewer Library, in a scrapbook by Stephen Fogel, ague, which is spelled A-G-U-E, is some other type of illness. It's likened to malaria, involving fever and shivering. Ague, day after day, that's what brought us from Indiana into Richland County, so spoke a gentleman by the name of Moses Bible of Westford Town, when he was asked why he and his parents came to Richland County. We don't suppose that the Bible family thought much of ague with its chills and its fever, but we can give credit for one thing, and that it was the main reason for that family coming into Richland County. A fine family it is indeed. As written in this account, these early pioneers and their sons and their grandchildren have proven worthy citizens. Mr. Bible will be 90 years old in September and has lived upon the same farm for now 82 years. His father was also named Moses. He was a native of Tennessee and was born in 1808. In 1855, by Reams, they came to Richland County. They brought with them 3 or 4 head of cows, and they were accompanied by 2 other families, the Zachai Clary and the Jonathan Smelzer families. This was the fall of 1855. There was an old log shack on the land entered into by their father. It was hardly room for one family, let alone 3, but they managed, somehow. And the next summer, a large 2-story log cabin was erected. This log house still stands, but it's now used as just a workshop. The old fireplace, it serves as the blacksmith's forge. Upstairs, we noticed a couple of old-fashioned grain cradles. While out in the nearby shed, there was a small handmade harrow and a handmade plow of model 1860 as it would be judged. According to Mr. Bible, it was a 6-week trip from Indiana to Wisconsin. The original farm they were on, it was 160 acres, but now they have over 330 acres total in their farm. Mr. Bible told us that his father once traded horses with a man down Lloyd Way. For his horse, Mr. Bible got a mare. He also got 30 bushels of rye and 5 bushels of wheat in a boot. And in addition, that horse raised him fine 15 total colts. You know, said Mr. Bible, if I were to tell you how the pioneers live, well, what they had to eat and what they would wear in those days, you know, for those who didn't know, you'd think I was telling a big fib. Pioneers have passed from the scene, but they leave a worthy successor. The children of the Bible family include Mrs. Hetty Anderson, Mrs. Ivy Hess, Fred and Bert Bible of Cazenovia, and Fanny Huffman of Aiken.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.